the way is being paved for persons with disabilities to better enjoy the rights and freedoms afforded to all Jamaicans. This through the passage of the Disabilities Act. The long-awaited legislation was recently passed in the House of Representatives. It provides a clear and comprehensive national mandate for the elimination of discrimination against persons with disabilities.
I think it's a major move that will help to generate a higher level of sensitization to the experience of the disabled. I think it would broaden our educational opportunities because now there's a law that should ensure buildings in the real estate business, not just for offices but for private dwelling, you know, consideration should. These builders will be forced to give priority to establishing buildings that is accessible to the disabled.
Assistant instructor at the Abilities Foundation of Jamaica, Laurel Matthews. She is among the thousands of persons living with disabilities who are optimistic about the passage of the Disabilities Act. Ms. Matthews, who is visually impaired, says the implementation of the legislation will allow more persons with disabilities to contribute to society. Assistant instructor in data operation at the Abilities Foundation of Jamaica, Therese Braham, has cerebral palsy. She's also expectant about the opportunities that will be opened up for persons with disabilities with the implementation of the Disabilities Act.
I see it as a step in the right direction in the sense that when we talk about equality, whether it be education or any citizens' rights, I think this is where we'll be start to be recognized as citizens, because before it was left to persons' conscience. I know that all our obstacles will not be dealt with in one go, but at least it shows as if we are counted as citizens of Jamaica.
The Disabilities Act will pave the way for enhanced contribution to society and the economy by persons with disabilities. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says it will ensure that impediments to full participation of persons with disabilities in society are completely removed.
It seeks to promote, protect, and ensure the full and equal enjoyment of persons with disabilities of privileges, interests, benefits, and treatment on equal basis with other persons in the national community.
Among other things, the Act will enable persons in real estate to make alterations to properties constructed after the Act has been passed to enable access to persons with disabilities. Senior social worker at the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, Jacqueline Bennett, also weighed in on the passage of the Act and what it will mean for members of the disabled community.
It's just a wonderful time now that persons know that their rights are upheld and that they are able to participate fully in national development from the national level and from a parish level and just right across. So it's a wonderful time now in the country as persons can now look at this document and read through it and to see, you know, how best it measures to them, meaning that their experience and what action can be taken so there is some kind of relief from the issues that they have been toiling with over the years.
It's a step in the right direction. It's a landmark occasion for Jamaica and Jamaicans, and it will empower and enable persons with disabilities to maneuver their way more in society. It will enshrine their rights in law. And we will have to educate the population, of course, and sensitize the population to the Act, but it's a step in the right direction.
Managing Director at the Abilities Foundation of Jamaica, Susan Hamilton, and before her, Social Worker at the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, Jacqueline Bennett. The passage of the Disabilities Act is in keeping with the government's strategic objective of social inclusion. It is also part of the Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan to make our island the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.